Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Life, love, and liberty. It's Monica Matthews.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. If you hear a dog barking, it's because I'm self-quarantining like the rest of you, working from home. And I'm outside in my lovely garden, enjoying the flowers and spring and all things that remind me that creation knows what we are being tempted to forget. This is resurrection season. This is resurrection week. All of the beautiful flowers and the pollen and all the things that make us sneeze indicate that life is blooming all around us. So yesterday on my show, on my regular radio broadcast on my Atlanta station, 95.5 FM WSB radio, I stated that there's a 97% survival rate of the 21 some odd percent of folks who end up hospitalized due to COVID-19. So I'm going to repeat that. There's a 97% survival rate. I think that's important for us to focus on because I'm seeing more posts on Facebook of people I know personally who are testing positive. So I want to speak that life over us and that resurrection over you. If you're struggling, if you've been diagnosed, if you know someone who has been diagnosed, so you can pollinate, people's lives beginning in your own with life, with messages of life, not messages of death. This is resurrection season. And I want to talk about assigning values, assigning a value to the voices you listen to on the radio, on the air, on your television screens, in movies, entertainment, people in your life, your pastors, your mentors, business associates, quote, specialists and experts, you know, assign a value. And I want to start with the assigning a value to truth. I want to start by assigning a value to truth. You know why? Because from the foundations of the earth, you were personally assigned a value. By faith, I believe that we were each assigned a value by God. That's what this week is about. It is your value come to roost. It is the manifestation of the value that God has placed on you as His created beloved. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, that is so poetic. It is magical. It is life. It is love. And it is liberty. It is everything my show stands for. It is my tagline. He, from the foundations of the world, assigned His love to come here in this chaotic, crazy, some days it's just nothing more than a putrid hellhole of bickering and fighting and incestuous politics and theft and greed and lust and perversions and, you know, everything that comes with a Luciferian spirit. But everything in the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and that begins with you. Not just the birds and the bees and the flowers, but it begins with you. You were created in His image and His likeness as a spirit being. And then He blew life into you as He formed you from the dust. Now think about what comes under attack in COVID-19 cases where people end up hospitalized. It is your ability to breathe. It is your breathing mechanism. It is your respiratory system. So start in your prayer time. I would encourage you. I prayed this over the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who is now in ICU due to COVID-19 complications. He was moved just this afternoon, and I decided that this would be a good time to lift him up in prayer. But with that, you know, I prayed that that God's breath would return to his lungs, any inflammation and complications that that his body is going through right now, that those would be set to the side and in submission to the power, the life-giving power of the breath of God over his body. And I pray that in faith, and I would pray that over you. I pray that over myself, my own house, people I know who have suffered. When I'm called to pray, that's what I pray for specifically. God's breath would revive the lungs, the respiratory. He's the first person who breathed into us as created beings. Isn't that beautiful? I love it. So there's so much beauty around us. So I really want to focus this week in my podcast on the beauty of resurrection. Everything from resurrecting ourselves, our spirits, our bodies, our families, our professions, our economy, but really hunkering down to just take little bitty sample bites of little steps that we can take for revival, for to in this time of retreat. I'm looking at a pillow right now on my outside, my outdoor couch. And it's this beautiful, you know, like lumbar pillow, and it says retreat in this beautiful font. And then it gives you the definition of retreat, and it's a place affording peace, quiet, privacy, or security. So as we retreat this week into that Psalm 91 place, which if you didn't sign up for my newsletter, please do so at monicamatthews.com, and I will be happy to forward you my newsletter. I talked about Psalm 91 in that newsletter briefly today. It's like it's a 2 to 3 minute read tops, and it really is just there to inspire you. I do not fill up your inbox with a bunch of mail. You're not going to hear from me every day. If anything, you're going to, you may be aggravated that you don't hear from me enough. Some people are, but I realize you all have other things going on, and I prefer to speak with you and communicate and connect with you via the airwaves. So, my newsletters, you know, they're chock full of life, love, and liberty. And we talked about retreating in Psalm 91. You know, shelter in place begins for those of us who believe in the Word of God as truth, and as a place of safety, a harbor for safety and for health and for life and liberty. The first place we begin is in Psalm 91. That is the perfect shelter in place position for us to be in on all levels. You know why? Because it not only protects us from things like plagues that are going on in the earth, and I do believe this is a plague, and I do not believe it's sent from God, because I turned to Isaiah 54 and realized that he tells me and you that they will gather against us. The enemy will gather against us. Death will gather against us. Sickness will gather against us. If he sent himself, his son, here, if he sent himself in the form of, in the body, the embodiment of his son to save us from death, hell, destruction, all manner of disease, all diseases, all sin, why would he then fashion a plague against us in the era and the dispensation of grace and mercy as he is drawing us unto himself? Just ask yourself that very simple, basic question. But you would also have to do it from the prism of understanding that you are the beloved and God is not an angry, bitter father who's out to get you. And honestly, full disclosure, that's something that I've struggled with my whole life. And many of you do too. But I believe in the marrow of my bones that he is love. He is not, it's not just a characteristic. It is who he is. And so God is good, and he called us good as his created beings, and he loves us implicitly, so, and unconditionally. So in this dispensation and understanding where we are, you know, you have to kind of just get down to the bare bones and ask yourself, okay, he says in Isaiah 54, I'm not going to send them against you. They will gather of themselves, okay, to come against you. but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That is a promise. So I want you to hold on to that promise. It probably feels like everything else is prospering, but your bank account right now, and I understand that too, and that is a very normal human thing to be concerned about. We are told to provide for our families first. We are told that if we don't work, we don't eat. You know, that's not just a Republican principle, by the way. That is a Judeo-Christian principle, that you don't work, you don't eat. That doesn't mean you won't have the poor with you. It doesn't mean you don't take care of the widows and the orphans and look out for your neighbor and be ready in season and out to be able to provide that loaf of bread, not just, hey, I'll pray for you. But when someone shows up at your door and says, I'm hungry, we are called to be in a position to be able to share what we have. Or in the case of the widow, give the last little bit that you do have and watch God work a miracle. And he does. And I can tell you that with certainty because I'm a widow and I've done it. And he has been beyond faithful in that area of my life. So I want to encourage you guys not to give in to a spirit of greed right now, a fear of lack, a spirit of lack. This is not the time. This is the time for you to pray for creative ideas, especially around the area of your professions and your finances. This is a beautiful time for you to pivot. It's a beautiful time for you to go after that thing that you know God's been calling you to, but your job was so comfy, so cushy, so was your 401k, so were your medical benefits. Everything that you've relied upon has just now possibly been snatched out from under you. But he's not going to abandon you in that. Please do not make a permanent decision in a temporary situation. I'm going to say that again. Please do not make a permanent decision in a temporary situation. We need you. Your family needs you. It may not feel like it. This is not your fault. You are not a loser. If you only had 50 bucks to your name and you didn't save, you've squandered all your money, it's okay. Pick up. Tomorrow's a new day. Matter of fact, tomorrow morning, God's mercies will be brand new. And you, whenever you ask him for wisdom according to his word, he applies it to your brain liberally without finding fault. That is a promise. So you don't have to show up with all your crap and all your guilt and all your self-pity. Just show up and ask in faith, just the grain of the mustard seed, the grain of a mustard seed. Do you know how little that is? That's all the faith you have to believe in what he says and to seek him with all your heart, soul, and mind. And he will meet you exactly where you are and begin to provide you with the means and with the ideas and with the hope and the joy and the revelation that we need to move past this plague. In the midst of the plague, while we are sheltering in place, not only by mandate of our government here in the earth, but as the admonition goes in Psalm 91. Okay, so yesterday, if you missed that broadcast, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to that. I had on with me Professor Ron Carlson. He is a UGA law professor. He is one of our senior legal analysts at my radio station here in Atlanta, Georgia. He is a constitutional scholar. He is brilliant. He is priceless. He is a gem, and he is my go-to for all things constitutional. There's a lot of, it's just chock full of information. Some of you are worried about, well, why can't we assemble? Are they trying to take our First Amendment right from us? What do you mean they're going to force us to vaccinate? Can they do that? He answers those questions. And I want to draw your attention to something very important that he said. And I went back and listened to my interview with him yesterday. It's 30 minutes. It's commercial free. You can find it at my website, monicamatthews.com. You can also find it on wsbradio.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. That's why it's important for you to sign up for both of my podcasts. One is attached to my radio station and my terrestrial broadcasts. The other one is attached to simply my Monday through Friday podcasts, which have been a little scarce lately because of the virus and other things that I've been preoccupied with. But I am here to inform and answer questions that you have and to engage with you on this platform as much as humanly possible during this time for me on my podcast. But you will find two podcasts of mine on iTunes, Stitcher, and other download mediums. You can subscribe to both and you will get updates. But in their commercial free is kind of the beauty of that for some of you who get really tired of having to deal with commercials on my radio platform. But trust me, that's how we keep the lights on. So commercials are a good thing for us. But it's about 30 minutes of your time, answer so many questions about your 10th Amendment, the 5th Amendment, the First and the Second Amendment, actually. But the number one word that kept coming back around was a reasonableness. Reasonableness has to be taken in consideration whenever you're talking about emergency powers and whether or not they can truncate the Constitution. Love that word. So can they truncate? Can they? I love that because subvert, truncate. I love words, as you all know. But can they? Can they? I think most of you are afraid that they will forever be altered, that with a reasonable ability, that they can and will forever be altered. Well, you know what? Once you listen to my broadcast, you'll find out that some of you are not wrong about that, especially in the area of vaccinations. And there's already precedent set. There's case law to this. It's gone all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's not that you wouldn't be able to appeal it and fight it, but you would probably suffer the consequences just like Pastor Jacobson did. In 19, what year was that? 1905, I believe. I think it was 1905. It was at 1905 during a smallpox outbreak. So we already have precedent that's been set on this. And whenever the greater good is at stake, see, some of you are like, this is crap. The numbers aren't lining up. Dr. Fauci's a liar and he's in bed with Bill Gates and vaccinations and they're all trying to vaccinate us and put tracking devices in our keisters. And, you know, really, I can't believe some of you guys even sleep at night. There's so much going on through your head. And some of it's not wrong. And it's good to question. It is good to question. But it's not good for your health for you to not take it to your Father in heaven, gain as much wisdom and knowledge on a subject as you can, and then take your peace. Because that's really all you got, right? Amen. So the other thing that I tuned into today was this awesome little webinar that the Leadership Institute hosted this afternoon. And basically, you know, giving you ideas, you know, an assessment, if you will, of where you are and how to assist people in pivoting. Okay. And so I want to encourage you to take some inventory right now while you're stuck in the house, you know, or maybe you're only working a couple of days amongst other people and you're on and off certain days and you're alternating days with your coworkers. I don't know how your respective professions are handling all of the quarantining in place, but if you are in the home, this is a great time to kind of assess your relationships, beginning with you and yourself. How do you relate to yourself? How are you relating to God? How are you relating to faith? But the person behind your faith, right? The reason for your faith. How are you relating to your Creator? How are you relating to the person of Jesus Christ and the truth that He is? Not just that He represented or represents now, but the truth that He is. How are you relating to that? How are you relating to your kids? Assign a value to those things, just like God assigned to you before you ever got here. Assign a value to your relationships. Look at that value. Assess first. Just take a very personal inventory. You don't have to share it with anyone else in the family. It can be on your own little notepad and your own journal. It can take you 5 minutes of your time. Just assess where you are with everyone. How are your relationships? Do you guys even talk, or are you just, you know, passing each other by in the hallway, you know, from the kitchen, you know, to the bathroom? Are the kids spending more time on social media and in their phones? And are you just, do you spend your days complaining on the phone with friends, or, you know, addicted and glued to your own desktop, laptop, or iPhone, your devices to be able to continue to feed negativity and to devalue the time that you have been given here, even during the midst of this crisis? Only you can answer those questions. But that's where I want to start, and that's where I want to leave. If you would just take some time to assign a value, your personal value system, but based on your personal value system, but assign a value to your kids, to your spouse, to your marriage, to your significant other, to your job, right? And then I want to focus tomorrow on some of the other things that were brought to the forefront today, with regard to how you can pivot and find not only the silver lining during these times of pandemic and, you know, and crisis and confusion and fear and a lot of bickering and anger. But you can capitalize. You can prosper during these times. And I don't mean by exploiting others, but you can absolutely exploit the evil that is in this earth for the glory of God, with godly ideas, with the ability to help others, the ability to assist others, but help others who are going to be moving out of the storm, because your job may not be there after this storm, but you're going to have a nation filled with people who have needs. So if you think of it in the context of what you do now that may not be there at the end of all of this, your job may not return. What are some of the ideas? Start assigning some values first to your relationships around you. What can you do to better those relationships? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Beginning in your own mirror. Doesn't have to be some long drawn out thing. It does not have to lend itself to a, you know, an argument with the spouse or the girlfriend or the partner. I'm just asking you to take some inventory today in the midst of this crisis, because you know what, you guys, God assigned a value to you from the foundations of his creation of this world. And so I'm excited about what is unfolding right now. I'm excited about the days to come. I'm motivated. I'm on fire. I am proud of all of you for hanging in there and I see some of you hanging on by your fingernails. I get it. Me too, some days. But I'm proud of you for not giving up, for still being here, for still keeping the hope, even a shred of it. And I'm proud of you for just being my fellow patriots. And even for those of you who don't live in my country, because I know there are many of you as well. But thank you for hanging in there another day. And thank you for holding on to hope. And definitely thank you for tuning in to me and for supporting my work. That's the only reason I'm here. It is certainly not to hear myself talk, but it is to love you, to inspire you, to encourage you, and to inform and to edify you. Okay, so until tomorrow, Monica On Air Talk on Twitter, Monty Matthews on Facebook, MONIMATTHEWS, iTunes, Stitcher, Monica at MonicaMatthews.com. I will be live this Wednesday on my station in Atlanta, taking your calls on 95.5 WSB Radio from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'd love it if you would share that with other people. I will have a variety of topics to choose from. And you know, some will be Corona-centric and others will really just be up to you and what you'd like to sound off about. And if I can answer any questions, if you need encouragement, if you want to share a wonderful testimony, if you've lost someone, I mean, listen, nothing's off the table. It's my show. Are you kidding? Okay. Until next time, be good to your neighbor, beginning your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.